B-Pod Studios.
.646, let's get the latest with LBF and the celebrity dirt and gossip.
Okay, why is Fleetwood Mac trending? The $100 million house in Malibu for sale. Oh my God, you won't believe this place and who owns it.
$100 million.
But first, Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Well, bit of a spoiler alert, but Carole Baskin, bye-bye.
Aww.
Her samba to The Lion King's Can You Feel the Love Tonight was predictable. So sad. She's very uncomfortable to watch on so many levels.
Yeah.
She's a weird lady.
Weird.
I mean, Anne Heche is a really weird lady, too. But
she's on there, too, right?
Yes, I know. They were in the bottom, too.
Ah.
So it was weird lady versus weird lady. Mm. And the weirdest
bye-bye,
lady
bye-bye, Carole Baskin. You know what? That says a lot about America, and I couldn't be prouder. They know she's come on, sketchy.
She's they're all sketchy. Everybody from Tiger and King.
We
is
weren't
sketchy.
Having it. I love it.
So
good.
Yeah. So she's gone.
We're on to you.
It was a Disney theme last night. I gotta say this. It's very strange to watch Dancing with the Stars. Now they're trying their best.
No stars.
Because there's no. First of all, there are no stars.
There are no
on
stars.
This.
Right.
But also, there's no audience.
No.
And I have to say, and I know it's only like week three, the whole Tom Bergeron missing.
Without Tom, right? Yeah.
He was just, Dave and I were talking about it last night because we were watching before he switched it to a football game because, you know, his.
That every great show needs a great host.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Even a pretty good one will be fine, you know, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to diss Tyra Banks because I think she's very, I don't want to diss her. I think she's very, very capable.
Yes.
I just think that Tom Bergeron was just very
sweet
and smooth and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tyra
Everything
Banks
you'd
is
want in a host.
Very.
Everything.
No, you know, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
But she just is a little bit out there for, I think, the general audience. I'm going to give her time, but the outfit she wore last night, I was like, Tyra, what is
really?
Happening?
Is she just flamboyant?
It's very flamboyant, and that's fun and fine. I guess I just miss Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, no, he's
just,
she's
I guess
great.
I just miss my friend.
Yeah, yeah that's she's yeah. bringing her flair to the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not sure if it's like a, it's a, I don't know.
Why'd they whack Tom?
I don't know.
I mean, was
Tom and Tyra could have
ageism?
Been a real fun, like, mix.
Yeah,
that would have been
be
neat. Like, she's so out there, and he's so, like,
yeah,
that, it's been nice.
The other one was,
because every good host needs a really good co-host.
You need a good
somebody
co-host.
Somebody who's unpredictable.
If anybody
she's
knows.
Wacky no. and interrupts.
Yeah. I really know the business.
Yeah, just has no
and
clue
just,
what's
yeah,
going
right.
on.
Just basically. It's
flamboyant.
Pretty, and, you know. good
every show
humor.
Needs
loves to smile.
Right, yeah.
I think
Anywho.
Tom's available here. I think.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
$100 million mansion in Malibu for sale. Who's selling it?
Who's selling it? That's a lot.
It's so much.
Wow.
It would be the eighth priciest home for sale in Los Angeles County. Okay. Just saying something.
Jeez. Oh boy, and I watch Million Dollar Listing.
Yes,
too.
I know. Pierce Brosnan made so much money. When he was in James Bond, that he took the spoils of that and built a house, or at least his wife built the house. Mm-hmm. And it is a 12,500 square foot Malibu residence for sale for $100 million oceanfront.
Jeez.
I got to tell you, it's crazy. It's called the Orchid House. It's the Southeastern Asian inspiration comes from Brosnan's time shooting the Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies. It took 10 years to build. The property spans about an acre, roughly 120 feet of Pacific Ocean frontage. Let's see. They bought it for $5.1 million, and then yes, I know. And then
flop, huh?
They bought the land.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Wow. There are 5 bedrooms and 7 fireplaces between the main house and the guest house. The master suite alone spans 4,000 square feet and comes with 2 fireplaces, an art studio, and a deck that looks out to the ocean. There's a lower level that includes a screening room, seats for 22 bars.
Yeah, 2 bars. Sounds nice.
Wow.
Isn't
so he's
crazy?
Married to Keely Shea Smith, and Brian has a fun factoid about her. She was in a music video.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was in the Huey Lewis and the News Happy to be Stuck with You video. Right. In the rowboat.
That's right.
Desert Island.
Oh, that is right,
wacky,
too.
Wacky video.
Well, now she's sitting pretty.
Shark attacks, everything else.
I know.
Wow. She looked good.
That was so beautiful.
Yeah. All right, you done?
No, I have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Shout out from Fleetwood Mac to the guy skateboarding down a highway with a half gallon jug of cranberry juice to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Oh, my God.
They tweeted, "We love this."
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's a little dangerous, but.
Yeah. It's posted at WROR.com.
Isn't it like, it's wacky?
Is it? Was this guy roller skating to
Dreams?
No, Dreams.
Was he skateboarding or roller skating?
Wow.
I don't know. He was on some sort of wheel like apparatus.
Okay. Check it out. WROR.com.
I would not recommend it.
Do you have any dreams you'd like to sell?
No.
Okay.
My dreams are dead, Bob.
Yeah, they are.
I've been dead for about 9 years.
I don't want to buy it. 6:52. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.